This is the best burrito I've ever eaten. Yum, yum, yum. This is the best burrito I've ever eaten. Yum, yum, yum. With plenty of beans and plenty of cheese and plenty of rice. Oh, isn't it nice?
This is Issues and Ideas on KCBX, public radio for the Central Coast. I'm Father Ian Dellinger, and I'm playing with food. I firmly believe that everything tastes better in burrito form. I have wrapped almost everything in a flour tortilla as a convenient way to carry and to eat all different types of food. Adding in a little sauce, and every flavor of the ingredients comes through in every bite, along with the supple texture of the flour tortilla and its umami flavor that complements all others. Little Donkey is a children's Christmas song in England, where I lived for 14 and a half years.
Don't give up now, little donkey, Bethlehem's in sight. Ring out those bells tonight.
Coincidentally, burrito translates from Spanish to English as little donkey. Mexico has their own song about the donkey that transported the Virgin Mary, who was pregnant with the baby Jesus, called Mi Burrito Sabanero. But Christmas is long gone, and I've never heard of a Christmas burrito. I'm here to explore the real burrito. But first, I have to find out what a burrito really is, and if it's even from Mexico. Genaro Rios from Super Cucas No. 3 in the college town of Isla Vista suggested that there's no clear answer.
You know, to be honest, right now it's kind of hard to say what's Mexican food, what is not. You know, here we have, it's supposed to be Mexican food because we have the rice, the beans and all that. But to be honest, you know, our restaurant right here, it's, I wouldn't say that it's like Mexican restaurant because, you know, for me, Mexican food, it has to be like, you know, tamales, chile rellenos, mole, all those plates. We don't have them here. So right now it's kind of hard to say what restaurant is. It's Mexican, what is not. So, you know, it's just because we have the rice and the beans, but we also have, you know, shrimp, vegetables, you know, we have all the other, you know, plates.
I'm not sure if there's a consensus of the Mexican heritage of the burrito. I started the conversation with someone outside the restaurant industry, an artist who is from southern Mexico and who has lived in California for nearly 30 years.
My name is Juan Manuel Perez Salazar, and I'm an artist. I was born in Michoacán, the state of Michoacán, Mexico. In Michoacán, what I ordered before would be tortas, which is sort of a sandwich, and that's more popular than a burrito. To order a burrito in Mexico, it's really, it's kind of stupid to go out in Mexico and try to buy, you know, to try to buy a burrito. There's not such a thing as a burrito, but there is such a thing as tacos sudados or tacos envueltos. So the idea of a burrito is something that has evolved coming from northern Mexico states that utilize what we did back when Michoacán. People would go to work on their farms or fields, and they would do a set of food wraps on tortillas to have tacos sudados, or warm tacos that they would probably put in the in las brasas on firewood as they would have their meals during the day. Many rural towns, they still have that practice. When you come to California and you work in the fields, if you're a farm worker, like most of the community here in California, the Central Coast, it's easier to wrap your food in a flour tortilla than on a corn tortilla, even though the people still use corn tortillas to make tacos sudados or tacos. Usually a way to conserve them warm, when you take them out, you put them in thermos, and that will keep them warm. It'll give you the essence of you're still receiving warm food from your kitchen.
That sounds pretty convincing. It kind of aligns with taqueria owner Ejibe Diaz, whose parents are from Michoacán and Jalisco. I met him at El Tapatio in Guadalupe, where I occasionally have lunch with my dad.
The flour tortilla, at first was made into a masa, which was a corn tortilla. They actually, when they made the tortilla, they actually made it longer and it became a burrito as a larger tortilla. So they played around with the tortillas and that's how they came out with the burrito.
Okay, so it's the difference is corn versus the, it's the tortilla.
Well, it's, bottom line, it came down to corn, which flour came on the long run, and that's how they just made the flour tortilla.
So there's something about the corn versus flour tortilla, and I get that. A corn tortilla isn't as flexible as a flour tortilla, and making a 12 or 14 inch corn tortilla and trying to make it into a burrito would end up kind of a mess. But did it develop with a mostly north of the border influence? Alex Mendez of El Chorrito, voted the best burrito in Salinas, has a slightly different story.
People think that it's more of an American thing. I think they're more predominant up here, but they are found in Mexico, and I think the area of where my family's from, near Guadalajara, but they're also found like in the northern region as well. So they are out there. Not in the city of Guadalajara, I'd say in the outskirts of Guadalajara. I think they're a little bit more representative of kind of how we do ours, where they're not this big, large burrito or kind of the super burrito where you find it in a lot of restaurants. They're more kind of the homemade style tortilla, how we do it. Kind of, I think it's one of the objectives that we have, and I think it's similar to what you find down there, is that we put a good amount of rice, beans, meat, so you get like a good bite and the same bite, you know, every time that you take a bite into the burrito.
In Guadalajara, is the flour tortilla really common?
I don't think it's so black or white that it's either one or the other. Traditionally, the corn ones are used for like tacos, and flour ones are used for burritos. So I'm not sure if there's like a right or wrong answer to that. But predominantly, yeah, you'll find the corn ones more in tacos and the flour ones for burritos. But again, you do find that in Mexico, it's not as popular as tacos, of course, but you do find it.
Wherever the burrito originated, I'm okay with that. My online research didn't reveal anything more enlightening than these Central Coast experts. These delicious bundles of joy are consumed by the millions, and I just want to know how to make them better. I spoke with another taqueria owner who is also from Michoacán, Genaro Rios from Super Cucas No. 3, voted best burrito in Isla Vista. It's a student joint, so I'm warning you, it's very loud.
Well, as far as I know, burrito, it's supposed to be coming from Mexico. I'm not 100% sure, you know, like we started everything 25 years ago with my brother. And we just started with the basic burrito with rice, beans, onion, cilantro, and meat. And then from there, you know, we start adding sour cream, you know, cheese, guacamole. In fact, now we have the California burrito, which is like the most crazy probably burrito because it's like french fries inside, guacamole, pico de gallo, sour cream and cheese, so all that stuff inside. This burrito is usually very popular in San Diego. So they use a lot of fries. They have like cheesy fries, all that. So, you know, customers just started asking for french fries inside. I'm like, why are you guys asking for french fries inside? They said, oh, because it's a California burrito. Then I was like, okay. So now, you know, we have the idea from our customers. And now it's one of the most popular burrito here for Super Cucas. Basically, you know, burrito is just the food and then wrapped on a flour tortilla.
The California burrito showed up on an American food show while I was living in England. I was outraged. How dare someone desecrate the birthplace of cooking with simple, fresh ingredients by adding french fries and calling it California, never mind the semantics of the geographies. So I wanted to know what others thought about it. Genaro described it further.
What makes it different is because it's a cold burrito. Because what's in it? Guacamole, pico de gallo, sour cream, and cheese. For the health department, we have to have those cold. And when I sell a burrito, I make sure I tell the customer, you know what, it's gonna be cold. Sometimes people who doesn't know what's a California burrito, they come back and say, you know what, hey, what happened? The burrito's cold. I'm like, you know what, I'm sorry, probably the culture forgot to explain you that, you know, because all the ingredients inside, the only hot thing is meat. But then you put everything on top of the meat, it's gonna get cold. So that's why it's different. No rice, no beans, just everything else. And that's what it makes the California burrito very special or different, you know.
Are the french fries on?
Yes.
Alex from Salinas is sort of on my side.
I've had them when I spent some time in San Diego, and I don't love them. Again, they're just too much. And maybe it's because what I grew up with was kind of what I'm used to at our restaurant, is that I don't like these big, massive super burritos where it's just a bunch of rice, beans, and then down there, you know, they throw cheddar cheese, fries, like tons of salsa, where you almost need to eat it with a knife and fork. Seems like they could weigh a pound, pound and a half. And just, I just don't like that personally. You know, it's just my individual kind of taste. But some people do. And I think that's kind of one thing that I've found from Southern California burritos. But also in San Francisco, I've seen some of the larger ones like that as well.
And Juan Manuel definitely couldn't be considered a champion or flag waver for the California burrito.
The California burrito, it's like, see, my brother-in-law has a restaurant, and he's making that, and he's making $16 burritos. $16, they're huge. They're this big. It's four hands put together. A family can eat with that. It's amazing. It has french fries in it, and it has melted cheese and carne asada or chicken, whatever you want. But it is. There you go. Another spin on the burrito. It's just right. It's, I don't know. It's almost a form of I think of Taco Bell in many ways, you know. You know, Taco Bell comes up with every trick to try to create another product so that people can consume it. And as bad as it sounds, I don't think it's necessarily about the food chain that we actually go after. It's actually the flavors that come together, and they kind of enrich our palate.
Have you tried your brother's California burrito with french fries in it?
I did. It's pretty amazing. But I will tell you what, after knowing how to make my own tortillas, my own food, I don't want to go out and eat.
Not a resounding endorsement of the California burrito, but this brings me to the reason that I set out on this quest to explore the origins of the burrito. You might remember newsman Randall White. He encouraged me to find out if it's true that in Northern California, rice is common in the burrito, and in Southern California, it is not. This is actually what I found out. I started with Hanaro at the student joint in Isla Vista.
But the rice, you know, there's different rice though for burritos, but a burrito has to have rice in it to call, you know, the burrito. Because, you know, you can make all this stuff with different, if you don't put rice or beans in the tortilla, it's not gonna, you know, it's not like a burrito. So for some reason, you know, like I said, when we start, you know, it's like whoever comes here and they order a burrito, they're expecting rice in the burrito, rice and beans. And then, you know, so the basic thing for the burrito is the rice and beans, onions and cilantro. And from there we have the choice of meats, shrimp, onions, cilantro, salsa, whatever, but the main thing is the rice and beans.
Juan Manuel provided some further context to the rice issue.
I have heard about it, but in Mexico, most cuisine, you would find either you have rice or you have tortillas. You have one or the other. To have them both is a contradiction. But in our context, people are experimenting with many things. I had the pleasure of tasting, you know, burritos even up in San Francisco and in LA, and I did not notice that. And they do ask you, some people will ask you, well, do you want rice or not? You want rice or you want beans? You can put the ingredients as you like the food, you know.
And in my opinion, Alex from El Chorrito and Salinas settled the issue.
I've lived down in Southern California. I've lived in San Diego, so there's a big Mexican influence there, a lot of burritos. And also I've lived in San Francisco, and then growing up in Salinas, and I've spent a lot of time down in San Luis Obispo. And I know in Southern California, they have, I think it's really popular, is the California burrito, where they put fries in there and they put cheddar cheese. I know that's one distinct difference, but as far as, you know, rice and beans, I've seen, you know, rice and beans used both in Northern California and Southern California.
Sorry, Randall. I really wanted to explore the rice issue and come back to San Luis Obispo, where you said it's the city of the Jets and the Sharks of rice versus no rice, but I fear that it would have been a futile and fattening journey.
We do a lot of breakfast burritos for a lot of the companies that come and take to their employees, which is sometimes they ask rice and beans, depending on the customer, or they mix either 20-20-20-20 of each, which is the breakfast burritos, eggs and bacon, eggs chorizo, or steak burritos, chile verde burritos.
Then there's the pragmatic, as expressed by Hanaro at Super Cucas in the noisy and vibrant student land of Isla Vista.
When we first opened, you know, we didn't have any breakfast. We opened at 7 o'clock, and I wasn't getting customers until like 11. So I tried to do breakfast, and I started doing like omelets and all that with the, you know, the potatoes and that. It didn't work because, you know, this is like a fast down. The kids want to come, you know, get the burrito and then go to class. So, you know, then I bought it, and I said, okay, you know what? I don't know about other places, but myself, I'm like, I need to make something fast. So I started, you know, thinking about it, and then I started, you know, making a menu, you know, for breakfast burritos. And, you know, I thought, okay, you know, if I mix this and that, potatoes, you know, cheese, bacon, or chorizo, And, you know, to be honest, since we did that, it's, you can see right now, it's, you know, and the thing is we do 80% breakfast almost all day, even 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, they come for the breakfast burritos. When I used to visit Mexico, I never see breakfast burritos over there. I never see, you know, like California burritos over there, but we still call Mexican restaurants.
And finally, there's the deeply personal, as voiced by Alex at El Chorrito and Salinas, stranded at home by the wind and the rain of Tropical Storm Lucifer.
I love breakfast burritos. I had one today. I either go into the restaurant or I make them at home. But me, I love breakfast. I love having eggs. One of my favorites that we have there, and I don't think it's very popular, but they're nopales, which is cactus, and they have a kind of a bitter taste. They're really flavorful. I really love those. So any chance that I have, you know, I go in and get a breakfast burrito, have a cup of coffee, it's a good morning.
Breakfast burritos are so popular that the hot dog joint down the street from my house even boasts a world-famous breakfast burrito. Who'da thunk? I'm still not going to have one.
Then there's the wet burrito. Ejibe was enthusiastic about it, and Juan Manuel was more chef-y in his response.
What's the beauty about the wet burrito? You still get the same, all that stuffiness inside, plus you get it either chipotle red sauce, or you can get a chile verde sauce with Monterey Mountain on top. This just gives it a whole different flavor, which is beauty about the wetness inside, inside and outside.
I just call it an elegant burrito. You know, the idea of wetting food, it's more of a Caribbean thing. I think of tortas cubanas, which is basically you wet the bread. It's another form of bringing up more juices to the aspect of eating what would be called a dry burrito, you know. It's just taking it to another level. That's very much a California thing, I think. Even in Mexico, you'll find it in Mexico City and other cuisines.
This is the best burrito I've ever eaten. Yum, yum, yum.
This show is called Playing with Food, and I can't be overly dismissive of foodstuffs, no matter how bizarre I think they are. Actually, I should be more interested the more bizarre they are. Though I've had huevos rancheros and I'm firmly set in my dislike for the combination of eggs and tortillas. That's the combination I don't like, but I've never tried a California burrito, and this was my chance. So Hanaro took me into the kitchen and made one for me.
So first of all, we throw the fries in the fryer for like 3 minutes, and then you leave the fries in the fryer, and then you put the tortilla on the grill. So get the tortilla hot, put the tortilla probably for like a minute. 14 inches, yeah. Yeah, because California is one of the biggest burritos here at this location. So when the tortilla is ready, fries are ready cooked. You throw a little bit of salt.
They're nice and crispy.
So you want to make sure that the fries are crispy. People like it better.
Okay.
And then you put the meat. In this case, we're going to make it with the beef, which is tri-tip. So we use 4 ounces of meat here for the California burrito. Then you will throw the guacamole and make sure you know the guacamole is all over the burrito. So when you bite the burrito, you take the guacamole every bite. Then you do the same thing with the cheese.
So it's important to have every flavor in every bite.
Yes, sir. Yep. And then you throw the pico de gallo, same thing. Then with the sour cream. And like I explained before, all these ingredients are cold. So the burrito is going to become like a cold burrito. Now you have all the ingredients inside, then you're ready to wrap up the burrito or the food.
All right, go.
Cool. So now there's everything is ready, everything's inside of the tortilla. So you grab the tortilla and you wrap the burrito. So now the burrito is wrapped. Here we use foil, so we wrap the burrito on the foil so it's easier to eat. There you go, the burrito is ready. So it's a California burrito right there.
Fantastic. So you said when you're wrapping it, you're making the burritos.
If you put the tortilla and everything on top, and the let's say the customer wants the burrito open, the tortilla open, so that's not a burrito. Even they order a burrito, it's not a burrito. It has to be wrapped to be a burrito. So the original burrito has to be wrapped.
Let's take this out there and I'm gonna give it a taste.
What an awesome demonstration. Just tasting French fries straight out of the fryer was incentive enough to try the whole thing. And here's what the tasting session was like.
Here I am with my burrito. I'm gonna unwrap it from the foil.
and I'm going to start to eat it. And it's going to be delicious. I've never had a California burrito. They were invented while I was living in England. Been highly critical of the California burrito because who would want French fries in their burrito? But I firmly believe that everything tastes better in burrito form. So, you know, why not put French fries in a burrito other than the fact that that's carbs on carbs? I don't know if I can get my mouth around this because the diameter of this is about 4 inches. Okay. Because the French fries are crunchy and hot like they're supposed to be, there's a little crunch in there. I love burritos so much. The smell of the grease on the French fries, you know, the French fry smell, emanating from the burrito with all the other smells of a typical burrito, it is burrito heaven. I can see why somebody decided to do this. Somebody believes, as strongly as I do, that everything tastes better in burrito form, and therefore they stuck some French fries in a burrito with tri-tip, guacamole, pico de gallo, cheese, and sour cream. My goodness, I'm in heaven. Absolutely delicious. Thank you, Super Kukos. Thank you.
It was a great experience. I am won over, except that I don't need a burrito the size of my forearm. Maybe I can convince Hanaro to make me a junior California burrito, a Californito burrito. Since it's playing with food, I do need to do a little bit of experimenting on my own, and I had a confession with Alex from Salinas.
A salad burrito?
I came home. I think everything tastes better in burrito form. So I came home and I didn't want something big and heavy for lunch. And I was in a hurry, so I didn't have time to like make myself a real salad. So I took salad out of the bag, took some mayonnaise and a little bit of like tapatio, and threw it in a tortilla and wrapped it up and ate it that way. Can I call that a burrito?
Yeah, I think you could. If it's wrapped in a burrito or in a tortilla, then I think you call it a burrito. Maybe that'd be like a veggie burrito.
That is not the end of my deviations from the traditional burrito. If someone from San Diego can add French fries, which means I don't get beans, then I can fill a hot, soft, pillowy, floury tortilla with Christmas dinner, which would make the song Little Donkey even more appropriate for that occasion. I can fill it with the insides of a Reuben, or even with yesterday's stir-fry leftovers. Juan Manuel's description of traditional burrito ingredients, or the ingredients of the tacos sudados and tacos envueltos of Michoacán, which he told me about at the beginning, don't quite resonate with the California burrito, my idea of a Christmas burrito, or probably 80% of the burritos I make at home.
One of the main ingredients also along with masa or corn would be beans. You would also have whatever would be in season, like tomatoes, zucchini, peppers, cilantro, meats if you had any access to meats, poultry, chicken, pork. Pork was a luxury, really was a luxury for many people that are now here in America because meats are more accessible. You know, you can have meat every day, but for the most of the agricultural, rural families, to have meat was not necessarily an everyday thing. You would have it now and then throughout the week. Main courses would be rice, lentils, garbanzos, chayote, potatoes, a lot of vegetables that you could find in your local stores. Calabacitas, there's something called verdolagas, and I forget the name of it.
As you can see, the burrito is close to my culinary heart. I'm not the only one who eats burritos. I can't even think of a person who doesn't eat burritos. Why do we love them so much? Ejibe might have the key.
The burrito is something that you can make quick. If you need to go somewhere, you pack it in with rice and beans. You could put even eggs, scrambled eggs, bacon, et cetera, any type of meat, and you're on the go. That's what's nice about burritos, because you get that nice homemade food flavor, and you can still do some things. Combinations, plates, other orders, it's a plate. That's the difference between burritos, that you could just stuff it right in, and you could be on your way on the road.
If listening has made you hungry, then go down to your local burrito place. There's no harm, and there's definitely no shame. Or if you have some tortillas and a wide variety of stuff in the fridge, particularly leftovers, do what I do. Heat up those leftovers, pile it onto the tortilla, wrap it up, and literally dive in. I guarantee you that you'll be a very happy person from the first bite to the last.
This is the best burrito I've ever eaten. Yum, yum, yum. This is the best burrito. I've ever eaten. Yum, yum, yum.
This is Issues and Ideas for KCBX, Public Radio for the Central Coast. I'm Father Ian Dellinger, and I'm Playing with Food.
This is the best burrito I've ever eaten. Yum, yum, yum.